Now, this is my point regarding the supplements. I want to, you know, make this abundantly clear. I'm not saying don't ever take supplements. I'm saying, again, do everything in your power to make sure that the supplements are considered to be safe and effective. And here's the main reason that I make that point. I don't want us to be in the habit of taking shortcuts and taking what we may consider the easy way. You know, if there's something that we want to do to improve memory, for example, well, we know that exercise can help improve memory. We also know that getting our proper sleep can help improve memory. We know that eating in a healthy way can help improve memory. So let's not say, well, you know what, I'll just go ahead and take this supplement since this company, the people who head this company up, say that this product is safe and effective in helping me with my memory. And then it won't really matter as much what I eat. It won't matter as much how I exercise. It won't matter as much whether I get my proper sleep. No, no, no. Let's take care of those basics. Now, that said, there is a connection, some of the experts are saying, some of the researchers are saying, between exercise and memory. But here is the twist. It's not just exercise and memory. It is the timing of the exercise and memory. This is why I think you're going to find this intriguing. All right, here we go. I find it intriguing. There are researchers who are asserting the notion that it's not just physical activity, but physical activity is beneficial for the brain as well as the body. We know that, right? Here's what they discovered, at least in their study. They found that exercising specifically 4 hours after learning could help boost long-term memory. Long-term memory. Now, keep all of those different facets of this in your mind now. Lock this in. Exercising 4 hours after learning, not before, not 4 minutes after learning, but 4 hours after learning, and this is the caveat, could help boost not short-term memory, but long-term memory. The study's co-author, Dr. Fernandez of the Donders Institute in the Netherlands, and colleagues found that adults who exercised 4 hours after completing a learning task had better memory recall 2 days later. Two days later. So we're talking, this isn't just, okay, let me do this learning task and exercise 10 minutes after I've learned this and see how things go with regards to my memory 30 minutes later. 4 hours after learning, exercise. 2 days after learning, test the memory. They noticed that exercising immediately after the learning task or exercising not at all appeared to have no effect on memory retention. Now, here's what kind of sort of surprises me. Exercising immediately after the learning task seemed to have no effect on memory retention. I would have thought that exercising immediately afterwards would have had some positive effect. They couldn't see any positive effect. But if they worked out 4 hours after completing that learning task, and remember now, this is a learning task. There was something that they were having to figure out. This isn't a matter of them going over something they already knew. This was a learning task. And when they exercised 4 hours after completing the learning task, their memory recall was better 2 days later. The researchers published their findings in the journal Current Biology. The team enrolled 72 individuals to complete a 40-minute task in which they were required to view 90 pictures and learn the associated locations for each of those 90 pictures. So you got it? 90 pictures. Each one had a location associated with it. 90 pictures. I'm thinking, man, this sounds, seems to me that it would be challenging enough just to look at 30 pictures, period. 90 pictures with associated locations. The participants were then allocated to one of three groups. One group who exercised immediately after the learning task, another group who exercised 4 hours after the learning task, and one group who didn't exercise at all. Both exercise groups completed 35 minutes of interval training using an ergometer. Let me give you the rest of this story on Friday, Power Friday, as we talk about this connection between exercising 4 hours after a learning task has been completed and boosting memory. I know it can be kind of tricky to time it like that, but hey, let's get the rest of the story anyway this Friday. Till then. Actually, till tomorrow. What's up for tomorrow? We're going to be talking about sleep. And we're going to hit one of the age groups. Remember, I had planned to focus on one of the age groups last week and neglected to do so. All right, tomorrow we focus on one of the age groups in sleep. Till then, have a good one.